Good morning, Principal Brister.
Good morning, Mr. Amster. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, but I know this has been a terrible few days for you.
It's been a rough ride for the last couple of days.
Well, when did you find out about this?
I received a phone call roughly 7 o'clock Saturday morning. My phone was ringing back to back to back, and normally when that happens early in the morning, something's going on. As I picked up my phone, I saw I had a lot of text messages, and that's when someone broke the news to me that he had been shot, and it didn't look promising.
He was shot in the head in the 1100 block of Sparrow Street following a party. About 150 high school kids were at the party when gunfire broke out, according to Sergeant Don Coppola, the Baton Rouge police spokesman. Two other people, by the way, suffered minor injuries, and despite the number of potential witnesses, police say they have not identified the shooter. It is a case that is still in progress, but a loss of life is the major story. And in this case, not just any life, but this was an exceptional young man. I understand he was a remarkable student in addition to his athletic prowess.
Yes, sir. He was a student, to my knowledge, and working with him and dealing with him on a daily basis, went to class on time. Yes, sir, no, sir, type of young man who didn't have any problems, didn't cause any problems on campus. When I walked in classrooms for observations, he was attentive in class and, pretty much taking care of his business in school. He talked about majoring in engineering once he got to college. And he was looking forward to completing his college degree as scheduled.
I understand he had a 3.5 GPA, so that's pretty strong. And he was going to walk on at Southern University. And another unusual part of this story, Principal Herman Brister, is that he had been shot once before.
Yes, I think that was late November he was shot in the leg. Same scenario. We got a phone call and rushed to the hospital, and we were able to talk to him and talk to him about countless blessings and just being mindful of who he associated with and making the right choices and countless blessings. And here we are, less than 6 months later, and we won't be able to have that conversation again.
I understand he transferred from another school, but he had been at McKinley for how long?
For 3 years. He came to McKinley High School his sophomore year.
And was an outstanding athlete in a school that's known for its athletic achievements. And you must have gotten to know him reasonably well.
Yes, sir. We, I'm one that attends a lot of events and don't miss a football game. So I've been able to watch him participate athletically for the past 2.5 years. And every day at lunchtime, I'm out with the kids talking, and I would see him at lunch, and he would normally be standing on the wall by the office. Actually, as I'm walking out of the door, one of the first students I would see as he would stand there. And again, I can't say a day that I didn't see him smiling or having a good time or enjoying being a typical 17-18-year-old young man, which makes it all tragic.
297-5633 or 877-217-5757. And Jim, your email is talk@talklouisiana.org. Now, Principal Brister is just absorbing this as well as everybody in the community, but he's one who knew this young man, and he was prepared to receive his diploma tomorrow night in a ceremony at Southern University. And Herman Brister, I would imagine the entire student body is floored by this.
Yeah, they they're taking it pretty tough. But one thing I can say about my kids, they're resilient, and we're trying our best to put everything in this proper perspective, and even through tragedy, try our best to use it as a learning experience to decrease these chances from happening again. Every Friday, I tell the students to make their families proud, make their school proud, represent their name. As they go out during the weekend to make the appropriate decisions and choices, because I want to see them back safe and sound on Monday. And I say that every Friday like clockwork. And, I think, a couple of them came to me this week in the stead. That's why you tell us that on Friday. That's exactly why I tell you on Friday. But you know, they're taking it hard. But you know, one thing about life, the sun will rise the next morning. So we're going to try to use it as a learning experience for all of our students.
Now, it's a tragedy that could have been averted. Who knows what prompted somebody to fire into a crowd. It's maybe remarkable that more people were not seriously injured. But this man was killed, shot in the head, 18 years old, full life ahead with a great foundation that he had established. And what does this say about society at large, and particularly our community, which unfortunately is one of the most violent in the United States?
That's a great question. You know, being a principal of McKinley High School has really, you know, put me in the position to try to do more for our youngsters. And, you know, we have to have some candid conversations as it relates to opportunities, not only, you know, during high school years, but post-high school, where a lot of our youngsters can see themselves 10, 15, 20, 25 years down the road as successful contributors to the Baton Rouge area. You know, I myself would like to engage the business community in career and technical education institutions and finding ways to engage our 16, 17, 18-year-old young men and ladies into that area to keep them focused on their future.
Jabari at LSU. Good morning, Jabari. You're on Talk Louisiana with Herman Brister.
Hey, hey, Herman. I remember that you were kind of a bit of a athlete in your own right. Didn't you play football back in high school?
Yes, I did. I was blessed to play a little bit. Well, wasn't a Hall of Famer, but participated and enjoyed my high school experience.
Yeah, I remember. I think I was like a year or two behind you, Southern Lab.
Yeah, what do you have a question regarding this tragedy, Jabari?
I was just kind of wondering how you're holding up and how you're feeling and if you're okay and stuff. I could kind of hear it in your voice.
It's been a very fast paced 72 hours. The initial shock was very, very tough. I don't think it's really hit me. The gravity has finally set in yet because. Just trying to make sure everybody else is okay, dealing with the student body, the faculty, and all of his teachers. I had a chance to go visit his dad yesterday. So going from one thing to the next has kind of helped, but I'm pretty sure once the services is probably graduated, so I'm a little nervous how I'm going to respond tomorrow night.
Herman Brister, just over a year ago, was welcoming the then President of the United States to McKinley and Barack Obama, and my guess is that when President Obama visited, in the crowd was Bryant Lee.
Yeah, he attended school that day, and that was a momentous occasion for the school, and we all were blessed to be a part of that historic moment.
Well, this is something that won't end today, but you are certainly going to do your best to commemorate this beautiful life that is gone. And tell us about the ceremony that will take place a little later today.
A lot of our senior leadership, we have a great group of graduating seniors. They came up to the school yesterday and wanted to have a conversation with the principal about their thoughts and feelings regarding what happened in graduation. And I sit and listen. And through the conversation, we decided to do a balloon release today at roughly around noon once we get the students outside and share a few words of comfort and release the colors of McKinley Senior High School into the air with commemorating, Brian Lee. We are going to have graduation tomorrow. As I told our students, tomorrow's a celebration. One of their accomplishments for what they've accomplished throughout their high school career and finishing the way that they did, as well as celebrating Brian Lee as well. And so we're going to have a good time tomorrow. We're going to embrace each other tomorrow at graduation and try to get through this.
I'm sure this will be a topic. It has to be.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
It will be, but we want to try to keep a balance in terms of graduation exercises and celebrating, again, not only Brian Lee's accomplishments, but the graduating class of 2017, and give it its just due, but also remember that we're going to have a celebration tomorrow.
All right. A listener asks about what kind of counseling has been made available to the students. You have been doing that, I know.
Right. The East Baton Rouge Parish School System has a department called iCare, and they one of their specialties is grief counseling. And so they've been in constant contact with the school. They deployed several counselors yesterday, and they stayed here for pretty much the whole day, walking the campus, walking in classrooms, checking on teachers, checking on students to you know, make sure they were okay. And any students that needed counseling, needed someone to talk to, they were made really available. We have four counselors here at McKinley Senior High School, and they've done an excellent job as well working with our students. In fact, they started counseling Saturday. Several of our counselors went to the hospital because some of our students were there, and they were on the job starting Saturday. So most appreciative of our great counseling department. iCare and our counselors will be here today. I'm meeting with the graduating class of 17 in about an hour. So I'll have some counselors there then. And we'll have counselors there tomorrow at graduation. So we're trying to cover all bases.
Herman Brister, another listener, notes the comparisons with Ryan Francis, the great basketball player. He didn't go to McKinley, but he was from Baton Rouge and had played one season at Southern California, was a great star with the Trojans, comes home in May of 2006, and he was shot in the back of a car in a dispute that had nothing to do with him. And this is just one of those things where it just makes you wonder about the fragility of life.
Yes, sir. What's interesting, Mr. Inks, I was an administrator at Glenmont High School when that happened. And it's deja vu because of the same way the phone kept ringing, and I got the phone call that something happened. He was no longer with us. And just like then, same day, right before Mother's Day, a mother had to celebrate Mother's Day could not celebrate Mother's Day because she had to deal with the loss of a child. And it's just horrendous. But I was an administrator at Glen Oaks High School when that happened.
Question from a listener. Are the boys' parents, Bryant Lee's parents, going to the graduation?
They told me they would be there. Yes, they will.
Well, it's appropriate, but at the same time, gut-wrenching to think about this.
It's, I've talked to several graduating parents who've reached out not only to the faculty and staff, but to students, and you know, they were making the comparison. You go from, celebrating graduation in a very pivotal moment in a child's life is when they graduate from high school, and, to planning services. A funeral arrangement. That's a huge dynamic twist.
Well, thank you, Herman Brister, for joining us on short notice, and see you later today. Take care, my friend.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate all the work that you do in our community.
Take care. Herman Brister.